Welcome to CU Today, the official podcast of Cameron University, hosted by President Dr. Shane Hunt. Each month, we bring you the Aggie Experience, featuring conversations with students, faculty, and staff about the exciting themes happening right here on campus. Now, here's your host, Dr. Shane Hunt.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of CU Today. I'm Shane Hunt, President of Cameron University. And I'm thrilled to welcome you to this month's show and welcome my friend and colleague, Cameron University alum and current Dean of Students, Dr. Leslie Cothran. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for asking me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Leslie does so many amazing things on our campus day to day and is such a great representative of the university professionally. But Leslie, your Cameron journey started as a student. So can you just talk a little bit about your experience, what led you here to Cameron, and then what you most enjoyed about your college experience being an Aggie?
So I grew up in Lawton, so Cameron was always here, but it was always one of those, you just kind of end up going to Cameron. It was never a choice. Well, I had other options, but honestly, it was the money. It was great. I got a partial scholarship to other places, but where's the other half coming from? So Cameron offered me the full scholarship with the plus scholarship. And so I got to stay at home. I lived in the residence halls for a few years. But it was a great opportunity to really kind of find myself, but it was a very safe environment. Like I wasn't a number. I knew my professors. It was really just a great opportunity for me to kind of, my mother likes to say that I blossomed at Cameron.
I love that. So you come to Cameron. So what was your experience like being a plus scholar? And you know, I get to teach, and some of the listeners who've heard earlier episodes, I teach each fall the plus scholar freshman class. And so I so enjoy interacting with them and seeing all the cool things that they're doing. Talk a little bit about your experience as a plus scholar, what you majored in, and during your time here at Cameron.
Well, I ended up as a criminal justice major. I think I had five majors before that, but still graduated in 4 years.
Absolutely.
So that's my goal right there. it was a great opportunity to just kind of, I got to figure things out. With the requirements that PLUS gave me, that were kind of stipulated there, it gave me a little bit of chance to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. So because I started out as a science major, I took all my science courses the first semester. So that gave me a little bit of more time later to kind of figure out, wait a minute, maybe that wasn't a good thing for me. So, but I got, you know, I was born and raised here, but I got to know the community more through the community service opportunities, through the activities on campus. I got to learn more about campus that I probably wouldn't have. The requirement to live in the residence halls, I probably wouldn't have because my parents lived 5 minutes from the campus, so I could just drive in for class and drive out. But without that, I would not probably be doing the job that I'm doing today. That was a great experience. My friends lived in the residence halls. You know, you can't necessarily meet them at 1 o'clock in the morning if you're not in the residence hall. No. You're all just kind of there together. But it was great. And I was able to do a lot of things on campus. That's what I loved most about it, was I was in student government. I was sorority president. I was able to do all those things that on a larger campus, I couldn't do. You have to kind of pick when you go to an OU or an OSU or even a different type of school, because there's so many students who want that opportunity. And here, there weren't as many. So I got a great chance to kind of do all the things I wanted to do and had the great opportunity to kind of grow and kind of figure out myself there.
I love everything about that. Listen, I've had so many alums tell me, and even people previously on the show, talking about how it was a place where they felt cared about, where they felt supported, and they could find their passion and what they wanted to do. And I think that's something that we at Cameron do better than just about any place in the country and getting to have those experiences. So you talked about that. So you graduate, you're a Cameron alum. So now talk about how do you transition from being a Cameron alum to being an amazing Dean of Students as you are right now?
Well, I didn't know that student affairs was like a job you could do. That's not really something that you talk about in college. And so I was really involved in stuff. And the student activities coordinator here on campus, the director of student activities, said, "Did you know you can do this for a job?" And I kind of laughed and said, "No, you can't." And she's like, "You can." So I then got a job. I went to got my graduate degree at the University of Arkansas and had an assistantship there. And that was a great opportunity. Once again, very different environment. Large school. I just worked with the programming board there.
Yeah.
So it was kind of kind of, I gave me a lot of opportunity in that one area, but not a whole lot of breadth there. Then I went to Dickinson College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which I loved. And that was smaller school. It was about 2,400 students at
the
time.
Right by the United States Army War College up there.
And the Corvette parades,
yes,
all that good
stuff.
But what was great about that job was I got to do a lot of different stuff. Because it was small, even though I worked in student activities, I was on call. If there was an emergency that happened or something happened with a student, I got a phone call about that. And as a 25-year-old new professional who didn't work in housing, that was a new experience for me. I got to do discipline, which I can say I got to do. At the time, I didn't like it. But looking back, I can have really good conversations with students because of those skills that I learned there. And then just kind of, you know, had a couple different jobs. I kind of left student affairs for a little bit and had my own business for a little bit. I learned I am not a business owner. There was way too many hats for me to wear. Marketing, which you're great at, not great for me. I was not good at that. So I kind of came back to Lawton and was kind of figuring out what I wanted to do. And the director of student activities called me and said, I need someone short term to fill in because I don't have anybody for this job. So I started before I even had a Cameron email address. So it was Leslie@Cameron@gmail.com was the first one. And then kind of got in there and then things kind of moved and I just kind of moved up and got to work on my PhD and earned that while I was here. So kind of a little bit here and there, kind of added a little bit more of what I wanted to do and kind of what that looks like and how I want to do that.
Well, now, so I got to ask, because people ask this. So one of the things that we try to do every month is have a faculty or staff guest who talks about their roles, because I think a lot of times people don't necessarily know what it means if you have this role or if you're a professor of this subject and what that means. So I have to ask, Leslie, talk about what it involves day to day being dean of students. And I preface it with this. So before I was president at Cameron, I was a business school dean at two schools. And when I first became a business school dean, one of my son's friends said, I heard you're a dean now. And I said, yes. And he basically asked if I had to paddle students. And I said, I'm not that kind of dean. So I always like to say, I said, sometimes we have to discipline them, but nobody's getting swats.
No.
There's none of that. But what does it look like day to day as serving as dean of students here at Cameron University?
What I love about it is that no day is the same. It is different every day. Currently, I'm working on 3 presentations for next week. All due at the same time. And after that, I got some policies to work on to kind of update some things that are out of date. I have a great meeting with our Plus Scholars next week, which we're going to talk about self-care and how to be a little bit more able to kind of balance all that happens about that. We're working on a Plus reunion that's coming up. So that's kind of exciting. We're working on a strategic plan. So it's just a lot of different stuff. It's a lot of when my people are doing stuff, so when Student Activities is having an event, or when Housing's having an event, or when the Wellness Center's having an event, or when Student Development is, I get to go support them. What do you need? How can I help you do that? I'm a big fan of letting them do their jobs, and then how can I support them? What support can I give for them, whether that's my presence, whether that is talking to somebody about something or whatever. So it's different every day. We're also participating in Trunk or Treat next week. So I'm looking today. I'm Googling different giveaways we want to give if we don't want to do candy. So it's a lot of all sorts of different things, which I really love.
You mentioned, Leslie, both as a student, but I know as dean of students, you oversee this program. Can you talk a little bit about the Plus Scholar program? It's such an amazing opportunity for students. I see the benefit firsthand in the students that I'm teaching this semester. Can you talk a little about that in case somebody, if a student's listening to this in high school that's thinking about applying for that, or maybe a parent that hears this and thinks that their son or daughter would be good for it? Can you talk a little about how you become involved in that and what the Plus program looks like?
Yeah. So PLUS is a comprehensive leadership scholarship program. So in exchange for us, we cover the tuition cost for the students for up to 18 credit hours per semester. And then in exchange, they learn a lot about leadership. They get to go out in the community and do community service and learn about the community. They get to meet with community leaders about various things. It's a really good opportunity for them to figure out kind of how to be a good adult. Absolutely. And how to thrive in whatever community they want to be a part of. So some of that, you know, we talked about, they have to go to certain events across campus because I want you to be a good student and a good member. So you got to go to an athletic event. You need to go to a theater event. You got to hit all those different things. So we changed some things up this year. This is the first year it's coming under my office. And so we've learned a lot, but we're also having a great opportunity to have some bigger picture conversations to make sure that all those requirements the students need to do are really beneficial to them, and they're really getting to do what they want to do, and it's really helping them get to be the person that we would like to see them be, whatever that looks like. So it's a really good opportunity. That's, you know, requirements. We want students to be involved in their high school. We want them to do community service. We want them to be interested in learning more about leadership and have shown some sort of leadership. And then there's an application process that will open soon. And then the deadline for that is February. And then there's an interview process to go along with that, too, which is a great opportunity for the students to kind of sit in an interview if they haven't done that before.
Absolutely.
Which is a good experience for them to have, too. So if they're interested, on the website, if they will just go to Cameron website and search PLUS, there should be a form on there, that interest form. And if they fill that out, that comes to me. And then the admissions office will kind of reach out and then kind of keep them in the loop as to how that application process is going.
I love that. And so in addition to the tuition waiver, they get to live here on campus. They get a room waiver as well, don't they?
Yes. So the first year, they're required to live on campus.
Okay.
The upper years, they're not required, but they do still get that room waiver. We have quite a few students that do. And when you talk to our fourth-year students or our third-year students, we're like, that was really good. Like, I met my friends there. I really felt like it was a great college experience because we were all in the same place. We all lived together.
Well, and one thing that, Leslie, I think is really exciting about what you've done and where the program's at, but a lot of students today come in with concurrent enrollment. So if, let's say I came in with 30 hours of concurrent enrollment, I could be a PLUS scholar, finish my degree in 3 years, but I could still keep that scholarship for a fourth year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a change in the program this past year. Is that you will then? So if we pay for 4 years, that's going to be 4 years of undergraduate or graduate.
I love that.
So that'll allow you to, whether you know, if you're at Cameron, get started a little bit with whatever that degree is and kind of do that so that it doesn't quite, don't have to pay quite as much on the back end.
I just love everything about that because it really allows students, and I went straight through from undergraduate to getting an MBA. It allows students to have so much to really maximize those 4 years and to maximize that scholarship. I love that part of the program. So Leslie, we're so thankful for you and what you do. And I always like to finish with this question. And it's particularly great with the alums because these students are sitting in the classes and in the seats that you sat in. What advice would you give to our Cameron University students right now in the fall of 2025?
They're probably not going to like it, but I'm going to say you need to get uncomfortable. College is all about pushing you a little bit. I don't want you to have your whole 4 years be here and you haven't tried anything new. You haven't gone to any different types of events. You haven't walked into a room where you don't know anybody. I want you to be a little bit uncomfortable because life is all about that. You know, whether that is you're going to visit a church, you got to walk in by yourself, or you're going to the grocery store and you bump into somebody. You got to all sorts of do these things that make you uncomfortable. In college, I like to joke that college is like bowling with bumpers.
Yeah.
We're the bumpers to help you, to help you. And by the time you graduate, you should probably be doing a pretty good strike.
Yeah.
So use all those resources that we have. So ask for help if you need it, which is, once again, not comfortable because we all want to believe we can do it all ourselves. So just kind of be uncomfortable and ask for help and get those resources that are there.
I love everything about that. I tell students all the time, I said, the only thing that we ask of you is that when you need help, that you ask for it. And we're very, very fortunate that when students need help, that we have somebody like Dr. Leslie Cothran there to help. Leslie, thank you for everything that you do at Cameron, and thank you for being on this edition of See You Today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Well, next on the show, I am so happy to welcome my guest, CU alum, CU PLUS Scholar alum, and Chief Operating Officer at FTG Brown. Great to welcome Spencer Brown to the show.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Spencer's one of the first alums that I met when I was here, and I was just so excited about his Cameron story, about the awesome things that he's doing, but just the way that he talked about Cameron University. And so just want to start with that, Spencer. what made you ultimately choose? How did you get to become a student at Cameron University?
Well, I was born in Lawton, grew up going, went to Eisenhower High School, played baseball there. So Cameron was always an option from the start. And then I started seriously considering playing college baseball. And I had a few offers outside of the state, mostly in the north. And I don't like to play baseball when it's cold.
I can understand that. It's not as much fun. Those metal bats, Ooh. Are that hurts a little bit.
They'll buzz your hands quick, yep, man. Yep. Once I learned about the PLUS scholarship, I applied and went through the interview process. Didn't necessarily know if I was going to get it or not, but when I did and I knew I had a spot on the team, it was a no-brainer. I got to stay home close to my dad, and my girlfriend at the time was also going to Cameron, so it was just, you know, perfect.
I love everything about that, and you know, we're going to talk about the PLUS Scholars, but one thing I want to give a shout-out, I've been working with Spencer and his wife and several folks, so we'll be making an announcement here in the next week or two, but we're going to be having a PLUS Scholars Alumni Night at Cameron University Men's and Women's Basketball on December the 13th. So if you're a PLUS scholar listening to this, a PLUS alum, just know that that's coming, and don't make any plans on December 13th.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. Now, you get to Cameron, you're a PLUS scholar. It was inspiring to me, Spencer, just how much your experience positively impacted you. Talk about your favorite things during your years here at Cameron University.
Yeah, I mean, of course, baseball was awesome.
Yep.
Being a college athlete was a dream of mine since I was a little boy. I got to meet so many of my good friends who I'm still really good friends with. Not to mention I got to develop the relationship I previously mentioned, my girlfriend at the time, but now my wife.
Yep.
So we're both PLUS Scholar grads, which is pretty special, I think.
Very much.
But honestly, my favorite part of Cameron was the ability to develop relationships, not with just my peers, but with the faculty and staff of Cameron as well. It has such an intimate feel that I feel like is super special and unique about Cameron.
Totally.
And I feel like if Cameron can zone in on that, it'll be such a cool experience for all of its students. My wife and I are such huge proponents for Cameron, and anytime young people come and talk to us or ask us about Cameron, we tell them how much we loved our time here.
Well, and it's so powerful, Spencer, because you were one of the first people that I heard that from. But in the 4 months that I've been president here, I have heard so many alums that talk about how special it was that they knew people,
yeah,
that professors knew their name, that staff members knew their name, that they helped them get internships or job opportunities. And they compared that in some cases with their sibling or their spouse who went to a different place that they didn't have that connection. Mm-hmm. And to me, there's a genuineness to that, Spencer, that's so powerful for students.
Especially when you talk about Cameron being an intimate place to be as, yep, a student or a member of the staff, but so is the Lawton-Fort Sill community.
Totally.
And you start to get the faculty and staff involved with the community, and then it becomes, which I got to experience at Cameron, you know, oh, well, I know people who are in that field that you're interested in here in Lawton-Fort Sill, so let's get you hooked up with, you know, XYZ, and you'll get an internship or at least get to go have lunch with somebody that could help you further your career. I mean, it's just an awesome place.
That connectivity that you have here, I think, is unique to any place that I've seen.
Yeah.
In being able to introduce people, to connect people, and help them develop in the ways that's best for them in their professional lives as they go forward.
Exactly.
So, now what was your major, Spencer?
So, I majored in business administration.
Okay. So, as an old business school dean, that's an awesome answer,
yep,
right? I love that answer. So, now tell me then, so you get your preparation there. So, today, what does it look like being a COO, and talk a little bit about your role, but also about maybe some things that your education at Cameron helped you with that?
For sure. First off, I might be the most underpaid CEO in the country. I just like to say that. And if my dad's listening, I hope he's hearing it.
Absolutely. Getting that message across the airways there, Spencer.
But so right off the bat when I graduated, my wife and I were down in Texas for a couple years, mm-hmm. kind of exploring what we wanted. And then, you know, that career path kind of led us to a place where we felt like we didn't want to do what we were focusing on.
Yeah.
And when my dad heard that, he dug his claws in. And so I'm the COO of FTG Brown, which is a commercial real estate development company. I also have my real estate license.
Yeah.
So within the next year, I'll have my broker's license,
awesome.
Which will make me the managing broker of FTG
that.
Brown. And it goes hand in hand with CDBL. I'm sure, a lot of people know about CDBL, but it's another company my dad's involved in,
yeah.
commercial construction. And so let's just say, you know, the president of Cameron University, Mr. Dr. Shane Hunt, wanted to come build his dream with us.
Yep.
You could start with me,
yep.
and I could help you secure a piece of land or a building that's pre-existing with my license, and then hand you over to CDBL, and they could build it for you, and then they'd
wow.
hand you the keys, and you'd go kick butt doing whatever your dream is.
I love that, and I think it is, Spencer, it is such a fascinating time in both the residential real estate market, but certainly in the commercial real
For
estate
sure.
market. I mean, can you talk a little bit about that and some of those trends? It seems like the value of having a great partner is more important than ever because there are so many landmines, it appears, in that development.
No doubt. Right now, specifically in Lawton, Fort Sill, I would say the residential real estate market is growing exponentially. Some of that has to do with Avista. Some
yep.
of that has to do with growth on Fort Sill. Some of that just has to do with growth as a community, which is awesome. We're going to need a lot more houses, I can tell
Absolutely.
You that much. On the commercial side, it's definitely more volatile. There's a lot less commercial realtors like myself than there are residential realtors. It's a long game. We're not doing as much volume as a residential realtor is. But commercial real estate is so unique and awesome to me because you get to interact with people who are going out and chasing their dream.
Absolutely.
Which I absolutely love.
You're helping them tap into that entrepreneurial spirit as they go out and build something and create jobs. That's got to be exciting.
No doubt. It is very exciting, especially coming from someone who at some point, not right now, but eventually at some point will, you know, basically be running my own businesses.
Yep.
It's inspiring, and I think that that's the American dream, right?
It is
going to build your own fortune, so...
It is. It's awesome on what you see there. What was some of that? How's your business degree at Cameron helped you with that?
So I would say the two most important classes I took was number one, a plus class that I had to take with VP Phillips.
Yeah.
I think it was Foundations of Leadership.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of good community outreach in that class. He pushed us a lot in that class. The other class.
And
was,
I love that. I just saved that other second class for
yeah.
just a second. I want to say, Spencer, I love what you said because I also think that's something special about Cameron. I think in addition to wanting to prepare people technically for whatever field, right, whether
mm-hmm.
that be counseling or finance or education, we also try to be very intentional at preparing leaders. And so
no doubt.
I love that you said that on there. But what was the second class?
I'll touch on what you said, and I'll give the second class. I think preparing leaders is so important for Cameron
mm-hmm.
because Lawton Fort Sill as a community needs good
Absolutely.
Young leaders right now more than ever. There is a generation of leaders in this community that are, just naturally, I think, aging out.
Yeah.
And there's no torch or there's not a generation right now to pass that torch to. So Cameron has a big responsibility there
Agreed.
To ensure that we're developing young leaders in this community. But my second class
yeah.
Was all accounting classes I took with Professor Lanzanita.
Great classes.
Man.
Great professor.
She is the best professor I think I had at Cameron. She pushes you hard.
Yeah.
And I learned the most in her classes. And now... I basically handle everything to do with FTG Brown, including running our books.
Wow.
And the understanding of accounting principles that she gave me has helped me immensely.
Well, so, I mean, you know, Spencer, that your story is inspiring to me. So you come to Cameron, you get a great degree, you're doing incredible things in the private sector, building businesses, helping other people build their businesses and their dream. There's a lot of students who are listening, who listen to the show, who are listening now, who would say, boy, I want to have a path kind of like Spencer's. I want to be able to build a company. I want to be able to do these things for myself and my family. What advice would you have for those current Cameron students that are, you know, playing on the same baseball field, mm-hmm. that are in those same classes that you were? What advice would you give them?
First, I would say specifically if you're a Cameron University student right now, is to try and take advantage of all the things that Cameron University provides you. I was trying to take advantage of all the connections I could while I was here. And my main point is to make sure that you are talking to people in this community, or if you're going to move off somewhere, make sure that you're out in that community.
Totally.
I have gotten to witness my dad and his businesses have exponential success just because he's following his heart, yep. and because he's getting to know people in the community and what this community needs, and giving back to the community.
Totally.
This community is such a giving community. Whenever I'm out raising money for causes that I have a lot of passion for, I almost never encounter people who don't give.
It's the most genuinely giving community I have ever had the privilege to live in and see. And
it's awesome.
It really is. For people, and obviously this show's heard, you can listen to it in lots of places. For people that aren't super familiar with Lawton Fort Sill, it is the most giving community that I've ever seen.
It is, for sure. And so I just tell, you know, that younger generation, I know sometimes it's scary. I still get scared sometimes going to these events and talking to all these people who are older than me, who might, you know, have a perceived higher position than me. But it is so important to get out and talk to people and understand them and be friendly with them and have fun. Fun with them. Like, just like whenever we meet, I feel like I'm always laughing and smiling.
I am too.
And that has such an effect on other people and what they think about you. And if you can figure out something that you're really passionate about and make a business out of that and combine those with really good connections, you're going to be successful, I guarantee you.
You're going to have amazing things ahead. Real quick, we just have a little bit of time, but I just want to talk. You're involved in several awesome nonprofits, doing great things in charity. Do you want to talk about one of those that's doing some really special things?
Yeah, so one of them, I mean, has roots right here at Cameron University, which is S212. I started S212 whenever I was a junior in high school at Eisenhower and helped raise money for homeless young people in our community. Up until about my senior year in college, I was doing it all on my own, me, my wife, my dad. We raised the total over that 5 or 6 year span, about $60,000, helping out young people who were considered homeless. The ultimate dream, though, was to always start a home for people who need a place to stay. I couldn't fathom at the time, and still can't fathom, young people who were going to school and didn't have a roof over their head or a place to sleep or food to eat. Yeah. I always grew up with that. And now, with the help of Bernita Taylor, who's the CEO of Might Community Development and Resource Center, S212 partnered with Might about 3 years ago. I'm on the board there at Might, and we've raised over $1 million for that cause and started our home for young men who are ages 18 to 24, aging out of foster care or considered homeless. Have the ability to take care of 8 young men. So it's a great story.
Spencer, I am so proud of what you are doing. I'm so proud of how you represent Cameron University. And we are very, very lucky to get to count you as one of our best and brightest alums.
We're lucky to get to count you as one of our own Aggies.
Well, we're so thrilled to be here. Spencer, thank you for joining us on the show today. Thank you all for listening to this edition of See You Today. We're excited to welcome you back for our next episode next month. I hope everyone has a wonderful, happy Halloween. We look forward to visiting again soon. Thanks again for everything, and go Aggies.
Go Aggies.